We are remembering 9/11 through the eyes and the minds and the emotions of the players, both football, basketball, baseball, who lived through it. And Scott Brosius joins us on Sports Byline, third baseman and outfielder, 10-plus seasons in the major leagues, including a stretch of time between 1998 and 2001 with the New York Yankees, and, of course, three-time World Series champion with the Yankees. And in 2001, he went to the World Series with them when they played the Arizona Diamondbacks. Scott, as we remember 9/11, take me back to the month of September. It's always a very special month in baseball for teams, particularly those that are in the running for the championship and for the playoffs. What was it like in New York with the Yankees in that September month?
It was, honestly, even as we're 10 years, through it, I think it's still, for me, somewhat emotionally of a blur. So much going on. Like you said, you come into September, at the beginning of the month, and you're kind of heading down that September stretch, the playoff run, so to speak, and you're kind of, all your eyes are focused on baseball only. And then, September 11th happens, and it really kind of just turns your world upside down, and I think that's, as you look back at that September, you're just I just still remember just all the emotions, all the shock, all the confusion, everything that everybody else felt, at the time in New York.
When you think about September in New York, it is now becoming fall. It's also the heated race, most notably between the Red Sox and the New York Yankees as well. Tell me about at the first part of September, when you guys hit September 1, where the team was.
Yeah, I don't remember quite where we were at as far as the standings and things like that. I know that, I believe we were ahead. I don't know by how much. I just know that, like I said, when you kind of hit that September, you just know. I mean, certainly our expectations after three straight titles and being on that playoff stretch, that we were, just pretty focused on a lot of baseball and kind of keeping a lead and being able to go into the playoffs.
Where was the team on September the 11th? Was it in town in New York, or was it on the road?
We were actually in town, yeah.
And what was the series? Do you remember? Who were you guys playing?
No, see, that's the amazing part, is there's so much that it just became such a blur, I remember being at home. My wife and children were already back in Oregon at the time. In September, they'd gone back to start school. And we'd played the night before, and so I was at home. I was awake, but hadn't turned on a TV or anything like that yet in the morning. And my wife called me and said, "You need to." She goes, "You have the TV on?" And I said, "No. What's going on?" And she said, "It's chaos out there. You need to turn on the TV." And so by the time I got the TV on, I think the first tower had been hit, and then just kind of watched, from then on, kind of the rest of the events unfold.
What happened with the team? Did you all ever get together? Did the Yankees get a hold of everybody? What was the action by the organization dealing with its players?
Yeah, by mid-afternoon that day, we had started to get phone calls in. Of course, everybody was, in different places. Being at home, we weren't in one team hotel or anything like that. And so by mid-afternoon, we had gotten communications saying, "Stay home. There'll be no game today." And just, basically just stay by your phone, and we're going to kind of let you know day to day what the plan's going to be.
How soon after 9/11 did the team actually get together in the clubhouse?
It was a couple days. I think the first, I won't get my days straight, but I know there was at least 2 days where we didn't come to the ballpark at all. We were told, stay off the streets, stay in your homes, and don't even think about coming into the park. There was just too much going on around town. And so I believe maybe the third day we came in for a workout, just a light practice. And again, we weren't really sure kind of when things were going to start up again. And then we also met as a team and went down to ground zero as well, I think 2 or 3 days afterwards.
Scott, did the team have a sense of how important they might be in bringing back the spirit of the city of New York?
I don't think we felt that, honestly, until after we started playing again, at least for me personally, and all of us were asking the same questions. After those first couple of days, and once we understood really the scope of what had happened and all that, you know, I think everybody's asking that, you know, when we were getting ready to start up again, we were kind of like, what are we doing? You know, why are we doing this in the midst of everything that's going on? Why are we going to start playing again? There's just so many more important things that are going on. But I think once we got back to the ballpark, and you know, our first game was back in Chicago against the White Sox, and we kind of started to see what the game meant and watch the fans' reaction, it became pretty apparent that this was going to be real important, you know, to the healing part of this thing.
Scott, when I think back on that World Series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, I don't know that I've ever witnessed anything as emotional, not only to the city of New York, but maybe to the entire psyche of this country. And those games that you had, especially it was game number 5 that forced game number 6 and 7 then back in Arizona. What was that World Series like emotionally, not only for the Yankees, but maybe for the stadium, for the fans, even for the Arizona Diamondbacks? What sense did you get of that World Series?
I tell you, I thought it was unbelievably emotional in every way. I think, and it started in New York. It started with the playoffs to begin with, and it just sort of it kind of grew. You know, the first round we were you know, playing the A's, and we lost our first two games at home in a best of 5 series. Nobody had ever come back, you know, after losing 2 home games to win it. And I just remember leaving the ballpark after game 2 of that series. And all the fans just saying, "You guys will be back. We will see you for game 5. We're going to, you know," just that kind of that never can say die type spirit. And so anyway, that happened, and we were back there for game 5, and we won. You know, as we were winning that game 5, I remember specifically being on second base when Soriano got a hit, knocked Mulder out of the game. You know, we had a lead. And I'd experienced this indoors, and certainly the Yankee Stadium was a loud place, but the ground was shaken in an outdoor stadium, you know, when I was standing on second base. And I'd never really experienced that before. And that was the type of energy, that was the type of emotion that was going on there, and it just continued to build. And then through the next series against the Mariners and then into the World Series, so now we get to that game 5, and, you know, game 4 we'd come from behind. You know, game 3, game 4, and then game 5, the same thing. And it was on the field, it was so emotional. You had events like President Bush throwing out the first pitch. And what an amazing night that was. And just watching him come out with the confidence that he had, throwing a strike and the thumbs up, and how the city, the fans and everybody reacted was something I'll never forget. So you had all those positive things going on. But then at the same time, you know, before the game and after the game, you know, you're meeting kids whose parents, you know, pilots of one of the planes, people that had really suffered directly from the tragedy. And so you're hugging somebody and in tears before the game. You're emotionally fired up to play a game. And then afterwards, you're kind of in tears again. And so it was just an amazing, you know, emotional roller coaster throughout.
Scott, I've witnessed a lot of things in sports, and yet I still think that if I had to list the top 3, certainly maybe even number 1 would be that game number 5, because even though you all lost the World Series, I think what you left the city with and the way you came back and won game number 5, saying, we're not going to let you down, we're going to be there, even though the World Series did not become a Yankee winning way, I really think that is something. Did the team feel that way? Did they sense that when they left after game number 5, winning it and forcing games number 6 and 7?
Well, I think you know, that's definitely one thing that I've heard from, you know, after the fact, that now this over, and certainly talking to other people in New York and fans that were there, they're saying, you know, this is really what we remember the World Series by, was games 3, 4, and 5, those 3 games in New York, and what that meant. You know, truthfully, the series still hurts, you know. Losing the series in game 7 like we did with a lead in the 9th inning, you know, if baseball was fair, if there was ever one year that people were pulling for the Yankees, or, you know, that a New York team should have won, it would have been that year, and it didn't happen, you know, and not that you don't every year want to win it, but I think everybody had kind of a deeper longing to bring a championship home that year because of everything that had unfolded. And so for it not to happen, I think it still hurts. But you're right. People, you know, and as I talk to people today, they still say that, you know, games 3, 4, and 5 are really what the series was all about for them.
We got about 45 seconds left. Is there a particular moment, one thing, certainly in the games at home and everything that you went through that sticks in Scott Brosius's mind even today that he'll never forget about that World Series and the whole 9/11 experience?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think I'd mentioned briefly, you know, President Bush being there and throwing out the first pitch. And the way that he did that, walking out to the mound by himself, with not surrounded by a bunch of guards or people, just said, you know, to me and said to everybody else that we are still standing and you're not going to stop us and we're going to move on. And I think that's what I hope, you know, we just won't forget, that through all this, there was a lot of pain that we'll never forget, but we all really came together as a country. And I think that's what I would like to think that we could continue to hold on to, you know, even 10 years later.
Scott, I want to thank you very much for sharing your memories of 9/11 with us and with the rest of the world as well. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
We are remembering 9/11, and we did so with Jim Fossil, New York Giants head football coach on 9/11, and also Scott Brosius, a member of the New York Yankees, not only during the month of September, but also during the World Series of 2001. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.